All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on.
I got joy in my soul. clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus with Pastor E. Yes, our forum is to discuss and to discover Jesus as the source of our entire lives. And yes, we will mix it up. Yes, we will keep it directed towards the life of Jesus as we talk about him, that through our testimonies, through our examples, we can continue to go and make disciples throughout our lives. And yes, no matter how sinful you are, no matter how broken you are, Jesus loves you. No matter how you just messed up, no matter what you just said, Jesus still wants you. No matter what you or somebody else has told you how bad you are, Jesus is able to transform your life. And it doesn't matter how big, how small, what kind of sin it is, when you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive. Yes, he'll forgive your sins. He'll heal your wounds. He'll change the whole direction of your life. And yes, it is possible for you just like it's possible for me. Because I understand that following Jesus always involves sharing his love with others who need him. Oh, testimony time. Yes, the moment I met Jesus, I'm not talking about church service. I'm not talking about a song. I'm not talking about someone else's experience. But when I personally met Jesus, it involved me sharing his love with others who need him. Not the ones who want him, not the ones that's proclaiming, but those who need him. And yes, the moment you meet Jesus, he immediately gives you the same opportunity and the privilege, which is the most important thing that any of us can do, is tell somebody about his love. Yes, you'll lead people, but so will I. Yes, you'll sow seeds, but so will I. The most important thing is that we embrace the responsibility and the privilege to follow him and to share his great love, that he gets the honor, he gets the glory, and he gets the praise. That's what Let's Talk Jesus is all about. Less of me and more of him. Welcome tonight. This is the first Let's Talk Jesus in the season of 2018. And we're excited to continue to push. Yes, our ministry. Yes, our goal. Yes, our sermon is to push you to a higher level. And your level is important for you. But my level is important for me because it requires that we now gain strength. What is strength? Strength is to be alert. Strength is being able to resist. And then strength is also being able to stand. My God. See, when you can be alert, when you can resist, and when you can stand with God, you learn that you remember that lesson about Enoch. Remember Enoch walked with God? He walked in a pleasing position with God. He was willing to die for the opportunity to walk with God. See, our subject and our topic tonight is going hard for Jesus. If we direct our attentions in the beginning of our little talk tonight, we're going to open up the lines early tonight. I got so many messages from covenant partners saying, don't do the show tonight. The game is on. We want to watch that game. I said, well, guess what? Go ahead and watch the game. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to continue. See, there's a we got ways of recording. Then you have all the replays. You can watch ESPN and see everything that has been done in the important parts. I decide to choose God as my game. See, going hard for God, talking about going hard with Jesus, it always requires that anything that I may elevate to must die so he can live. We always read Romans 12 and 2 where it says, be not conformed to this world. But let's back up a little bit. And we're going to study a few verses out of Romans 12 today when we're talking about not what Enoch did, not what Abraham did, not what Joseph did, but what are you going to do when you're going hard for Jesus? Here's some instructions that we want to kind of bring out and hold ourselves accountable. I dare everybody on this broadcast tonight to invite somebody that's watching the game. I've already done it to 10 people. They are still watching the game. Georgia and Alabama. Guess what? Whoever wins that game is not going to benefit me one bit. Yes, I could have a jersey and a hat and all that, but I still got to spend some money. I'm starting to learn and to really recognize as a man, we'll talk about this tomorrow on Man Up, is that God has to become more important. Here on Let's Talk Jesus tonight, Jesus has to be the focal point of everything we do. Watch here in chapter 12 of Romans, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you, okay, so we're not talking about the whole group. This is a one-on-one conversation, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable God, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Now, if anybody didn't know what the reasonable service means, that's a job. That is a day-to-day, all day, every day responsibility on me. Then it gets to the point where it says, then do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And most of us stop right there at that comma. But watch what he says then, that you, talking to you, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 3, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought. See, God is always showing us that if you are ever going to walk with him, you must decrease of yourself. It has nothing to do with you. And any thought, see, we have to be very particular about our thoughts because we always think it's a feeling. It's a situation. No, it's always rounded out around our thoughts. Because he says that, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given to me that everyone who is among you not to think. Let me tell you something. Before you do anything on the outside, your thinking is in control. Yes, those clothes, that outfit, that situation, that car, that house, whatever it is that your mind is fixed on, you're going to go after it. And we have to be really, 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 really strengthened in our thinking. That, watch this. Who is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought? To think, but to think soberly. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, but all members do not have the same function. Come on, somebody, get in your lane. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Read the rest of that and learn about not having the same gifts. But when you are, Oh, my God. Making it personal. That is the message of this ministry is personal. What are you going to do better? Oh, yeah, you can always talk about me and say, what am I doing? And can you watch me? Can you follow me? Stop. God is calling each and every one of us to, watch this, rise to the occasion of me. No, put your own name in that me. Not Pastor E for you, and not you for me, but just you and God. Just call yourself me tonight. See, we talk about Jesus, and do we really recognize that when you are walking, going hard for Jesus, you have to start to act like him. You have to start resembling him. You have to go through some trials and some situations that really prove that you want to be just like Jesus. Oh, no, it's not peaches and cream. It's not the best situation. It will most likely take you through some hard times when you're talking about being like Jesus and going hard for Jesus and walking with Jesus. See, because there becomes some characteristics that we've shared before that you have to embrace as not you, but as him. You have to be so willing to go hard for Jesus that you're willing to act like Jesus. How'd he act? He acted with virtue. What is virtue? Virtue is fulfilling God's design for a life with moral excellence. He studied himself to prove so he could have knowledge. What is knowledge? Studying God's word to gain wisdom to combat. See, I need the word so I know what to say. Then, out of all of the situations that nobody really recognized about Jesus, he exemplified self-control. Because at any time, he could have said, enough is enough. Be done. One wipe of his hand, one word out of his mouth could have destroyed everything that watch this, that was made perfect for us to see the example of self-control. What is self-control? Reverencing God so much that you're willing to die of yourself and your own behaviors. He exemplified perseverance, having a hopeful attitude even through difficulties. See, he was confident in God's character, not his own. Now he walked in godliness, honoring God in every area, every relationship, every situation in his life. And then brotherly kindness, because he displayed, even though you talked about him, he still loved you. Even when you threw a stone at him, he still cared for you. Even when you cursed him, poked him in the side, he still forgave you. That now, that ultimate characteristic of God, of Jesus, and the Holy Spirit could really grow, and that is love. See, love is when you sacrifice for the good of others. That's true love. Not physical, not material, not financial, no, that's not love. See, love is when you sacrifice for the good of others. See, now you know you're walking with God. Now you know you can gain favor from him. Now you can give to God. Now you can identify the gifts from God. You can trust in God because you better declare his truth. How do we declare his truth? Number one thing that I'm learning is that I must humble myself, not to man. I have to humble myself to the Almighty. Then I have to realize is that God's power works better when I'm in my weakness. Oh, somebody ought to say hallelujah. God's power works better when I'm in my weakness. Oh, no, not toe up. Not all messed up. I'm talking about in my weakness of humility to let God be the reason for my walk, be the source of my gain, be the reason for my giving, be the truth of my identity. Oh, yeah, be the source of my trust, and then be the declaration of my decree. That is not my will, but it's the will of God. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. See, when I am weak, he's strong. See, when I am physically weak because I'm not trying to beat folks up no more, I am strengthened in the spirit because God is alive in me. Oh, going hard for Jesus means that I want more of Jesus than I do myself. Talking about Jesus, family, means that he will be elevated. He will be exalted. He is high and lifted up. Every time somebody tries to pat me on my back, hey, man, slow down, partner. I do what I do because he strengthens me. I was there on time because he guided me. I answered the phone call because he leads me. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. See, when God leads you, he'll never forsake you. When God leads you, he'll never leave you alone. You'll never be answerless. You'll never be a solutionist. Oh, a new word. I know my scholars are going to get at me. I hear the typing coming now. Sometimes for me, I just got to identify with something that I identify with. What works for me, works for me. Don't you know that what works for you, works for you? Stop trying to do what I do because you cannot. All right, I got to just be real with you tonight. You cannot do what God has for me to do. You'll fail every time. And guess what? I cannot do what God has called for you because I will destruct every time. When we learn the real principle about us all having our own measure of faith and our own having our own function, we know that what we do is what we love to do. If you're a worshiper and that's what you love to do, that's all you should do. Stop trying to preach. Stop trying to revelate. Because your passion comes from walking with God. Your passion is when you gain favor from God. Your passion is when you learn to give to God. See, a lot of us don't understand that even though it's a physical position or a plate or a PayPal or a donation, if you give to God, don't worry about the person that you used as a throughput. Give to God. Now you can identify not just who you are, but you can identify the gifts from God, because now trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall, here comes the promise, direct your path. Oh, there's a Holy Ghost fire going through this message tonight, because talking about Jesus isn't just about the how many people is online or how many people want to dial one. Talking about Jesus means that I am going all the way for him. I humble myself. I know that his power works better when I am weak. And I know that when I'm weak physically, I am strengthened in the spirit. Watch what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. He says, unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of revelation, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I plead with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, talking to you right now, when you cry out to him, because you know that thing is steady poking you in the side. You know that thing is steadily trying to make you do what you used to do. You know that thing, every time somebody come against you, you want to cuss them out. That thing. But he says, my grace is sufficient for you. Make it personal. Put your name in there. My grace is sufficient for Edward. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Ooh, Jesus. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities than the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, oh my God, then I am strong. Stop complaining. If you're going to really talk about Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, don't let another negative word come out your mouth. Oh, no, no. Remember, David, he says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, oh God. It's not so much what you say, it's what you think. When we learn to really walk with Jesus, when we really learn to talk with Jesus, you know it ain't got nothing to do with this worldly, this fleshly, horizontal life. It has nothing to do but with vertical connection with heaven. Get out of yourself tonight. I'm pushing you, yes, higher. If you're my friend, if you're my covenant partner, I cannot allow you to sit in the same place no more. Forget the religious ways. Forget the folks and the namesayers. Forget all them folks that's still doing the same old thing that's trying to pull you back to the same old thing. I tell you all the time, misery loves company, but the Holy Spirit loves the joy, loves the peace of God that surpasses, somebody said it for me, all understanding. That's me in my virtuous position. That's me in my knowledgeable state of mind. That's me maintaining my self-control because I'm going to persevere. When? Now. Because godliness comes, brother kindness flows out of there, and now love is the substance of my being. That's what Jesus is all about. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the good and acceptable will of God. Are you ready to prove tonight? Are you ready to say, you know what, I'm going to do what's called of me? Are you ready to know, you know what? To really understand the not our will principle means that everything I do is for him. He must be the focal point. He must be the place where I say I keep my eyes fixed in the direction of the light, who is Jesus. I know that I can set my mind on the things which are above. That is the light. See, that P2P motivational statement today, I don't think anybody really got that because it says Jesus is the light and the light changes things. If you want to be changed, spend time in the light. Who is the light? Jesus. Where is Jesus? The Word of God. Oh, yeah. And everything is going to be all right. Things are going to start to come together for you because you let everything else die. You'll really be able to recognize the glory of God in your life because you're not looking at the shiny, the glittery, the things of this world that always says, oh, that must be good. It's really not. It costs too much. The price ticket on that item is way high than the price tag on peace. And really doing what is acceptable. See, what is acceptable is that I sacrifice my body of the flesh to be dead to sin so I could be alive in the spirit. Not trying to be like you, I'm trying to be like Christ. And I know that talking about Jesus could take me to that next level. Oh, my God. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this word tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to go to that next level together by loving one another and to practice what you've already preached. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that we're not the same when we began, but we are changed, we are rearranged, and we are transformed by the renewing of our minds right now. So we thank you that in everything we do, you be glorified. We thank you that in everything that we do, you be magnified. We thank you that in everything we do, say that you will be exalted like never before. Heavenly Father God, reign in this place today as we open up the portion room, and those of us that have that are going to give freely, we already dropped it and done. But we thank you, Lord, that there's somebody that got out of their wheelchair. We thank you that somebody got out of their sick bed. We thank you that there's someone that can see. There's thank you that somebody can walk. We thank you that, Lord, through the dedication and the free will giving to the portion room, that there is manifestation of your miracle working power. We look for no accolades. We look for no congratulations. We just say, Lord, have your mighty way. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up in your son Jesus' name we pray. And all in agreement said, amen. Come on, let's talk Jesus. We have several minutes to open up the lines. If something that has been said tonight, and you're that one person on here that doesn't know this Jesus I'm talking about as your personal Lord and Savior, please dial one. We want to talk to you in a private room and get you up to par and give you the same right to the tree of life that I have, that you can now start to walk in his glory. Anyone else that would just like to give a shout out, or anything, go ahead and dial one. If not, we're going to go ahead and be respectful for this evening and release everybody, that some people that still would like to watch the game live. We're not knocking that. We're not knocking having family gatherings and doing things like that. I just know for me that the word must go forward. And I know that when it does, then we'll see joy and being able to really share with our families how to, embrace these type of things. Minister Terry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Good evening. Good evening, Pastor E, mighty man of God, and good evening, all the listeners. And I'm saying, what game? You know, what game? Because you know what, Pastor E, I tell you, I was a Laker fanatic, loved the Lakers, but you know what? I love the Lord more. So I have stopped watching them, and I tell you, said a lot.
Wait, wait a minute. Wait. Back up.
I had to stop. I had to stop watching them because I love the Lord more, you know.
Wait a minute. I love the Lord more, but I still watch my Lakers.
Ooh. I love them more, too.
I got cable, late night, I can put it on the Laker channel and watch every game they play. Oh, no, I am sold out for my Lakers.
You know what,
I know
Pastor,
my Lord is more.
I'm sold out for them, too, but you got more time to watch him. I don't have time. I got to use my time to get this word because I know. And I know I make it personal. I stay in my lane, but I study myself up to be approved. You know, I got to get this word. And I don't know. Ain't no ifs and buts about it because, you know, sometimes you just got to shut things down. You got to get his word. And like I said, what game tonight? You know, I know somebody's watching the game, but I'm telling you, the word goes forth. And I make it an appointment. I set my little alarm 30 minutes ahead of time to know it's 5:30, whatever time it is, whatever I'm doing. If I'm not able, I'm going to get on, you know, because I want to hear the word. Because you know what, Pastor, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all the Now Network family that brings a word, because sound doctrine. Sometimes we can follow people that's not preaching and teaching sound doctrine, and what are you learning? But you have to go with what you're hearing and go to
right.
His word and learn it for yourself and read it for yourself, and what you don't understand, get an understanding for someone that knows more. So I thank God for you guys all the time.
Amen.
I do.
Amen. I dare everybody to listen to the archives of this message. I'm sitting here like, yeah. Oh, I can't wait until I shut down and click play and listen to the replay of this broadcast, because there was some word that went forth. Oh my God.
Yes, it
walk
did.
With God,
you guys
gain
are
favor from God, give to God,
you
identify the gifts of God, trust in God, declare his
yeah.
truth. Oh my God.
Trusting him with all my heart, leaning not on my own understanding, because I tell you, our understanding, we lean on our understanding, we be in worse situations than the world is in. I'm serious.
Look,
you know,
we all be watching
said,
the game. Look, we'd all be watching
yeah.
the game if we were trusting in ourselves.
Yeah, and you said pushers. I'm calling you all of my pushers, you know, and I'm not talking negative. That's positive. Push me. Push me. Push me higher, higher to him, you know. But someone's pushing you, and if the Lord and the Word is not pushing you, something else is pushing you. So
oh, I'm pushing. I don't care if you get mad at me. If you say you my covenant partner, I am going to push you until you get mad at me.
Because the truth hurts, but the truth will
ooh,
set you
it'll
free.
Set you free.
Yes, it will.
That's our next shirt. That's our next T-shirt. The truth hurts,
yes,
but the truth,
but
sets
the truth will set you free. I
that's our
you,
next.
Jesus
that's said, our next print.
Yeah, he can change your life. Ooh, I just said, glory
oh
be to
God.
God. He
man,
change
thank you so
your
much.
Life. God bless you. Love you, family.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Carolyn. Amen. Come on and chime in with us here. Let's talk Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Good evening.
I mean, Minister B. I'm sorry, Minister
A
B.
Minister
let's talk
Carolyn,
Jesus.
Minister B. Minister G. They tell. I just, I'm blessed and highly favored. Oh, my God. You know, when you preach, sometimes you shame me, but you make me see me. You know what I'm saying? And it'd be so, like, confirmation for me about giving to God and giving to others. And the bishop at the church yesterday, he was saying the same thing. And I thought about that when I left church. I thought about it all day, and then now you're saying it. And I have a question too, but first I want to say, it was mentioned to me, you know, you're supposed to give the first fruits of your labor to God. And I used to say it was a joke, and I was worldly that, you know, it's the first fruits of your labor. Well, I don't have a job. I get a disability check. But, you know, the Lord says you're not supposed to play or mock him. And then I was reading the word of God, and it says Jehovah Jireh. I think he's the provider. So I've been thinking and all day yesterday when I came from church, like, it don't matter how much money I have, and when I get to adding up my bills and all that, God should be first. Because when you live the life that I've lived and wasted the money that I live in, and then you come to the point in your life when you save, get along, and then have people calling you minister, my God, there's no reason why you should lead by example and give up the money. I mean, because it'll come back to you. It don't have to come back to you monetary. It comes back to me in life, just every day that he keeps me. And so just by you saying what you said, it's confirmation. And then, and so I don't know if I'm talking to somebody else, but even through the blessing of this broadcast, you know, a lot of people's lives have been saved on this, and I thought about that as you've been talking. If you only give 50 cents or $5 or whatever to the man of God or P2P Ministries, God sees that, because it's through you and the covenant partners and the P2P that we're being blessed. You know, that every evening we're able to come on this line. So it's like, hearing you say that and then hearing the bishop, it's like I have to check myself about the things that I'm doing. And when I write out bills, it's like, don't even worry about it. Put $10 on them and give the tip to the church instead of putting $100 on the bill, because God is a provider. He's going to make it. And if you only paying a piece of of a bill anyway, it doesn't matter. But God is giving you, he's giving me, I'll speak to myself, all of him, all of him. And Lord knows what I experienced last week. And the other thing you were saying is about God wants you. You know, he's going to be the one there for you. Even in the midst of my confusion and going through what I went through last week, I could have been anywhere else in the world for New Year's. But I chose to be there doing someone a favor. And I got hurt. And since then, no one has even called me to check on me. But I got Jesus, and the Lord spared my life. So it don't matter who called me. I know I could dial this number every evening at 6 o'clock, and I know I could dial your phone number when I want to. You know, so the things that I was worried about before I heard this broadcast, the Lord just took it all away.
Oh, my God. But let me say this to you. This goes to everybody under the sound of my voice. I don't care what kind of check you get. You better learn to give God first. That was my first breakthrough. Oh, my God. Because I used to be one of them where, like, I'm going to pay my bills. I got to do this. I got to do me. You know, I need a haircut. I need this first. And then come back and try to give God 10% off of that. Let me tell you, you better learn to give God his 10% off the top. So if you get $999 a month, he need to get $99.99 first. And then you'll start to recognize, how am I paying my bills so fast? Before I was paying Paul, stealing from Peter to pay Paul and Paul to Peter.
Yeah.
But now that I pay God first, I'm giving a testimony right now. Because I used to be one of them that would pay partial bill, and then right before the last cutoff date, pay the bill. Oh my God! Then you get confused, and then stuff get cut off because you forgot. When I start paying God first, he told me to pay everything else first too. Then I started to see the increase because it was this excess to be able to pay bills. Now a lot of people think that, you know, you need all this extra. If you can pay your bills and not have the headache from the 1st to the 31st, oh, my God, that's freedom in itself. But it goes
Hallelujah.
Back to paying God. God must be given first. And I said that. Don't look at the man, the ministry, but you need to be sowing into something that's growing you. Good ground that you say, oh, no, I see people growing there. There's harvest in that soil. You better sow in the good places. But don't think about what you're sowing, but how you're sowing. That you say, even though my first fruit is only $21.99, I'm going to give my first fruit. And God will take care of everything else. Oh, my God. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, you're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Good afternoon, man of God.
Well, good evening, woman of God.
Awesome.
How you doing?
I'm blessed, highly favored. Thank you, Jesus.
This means, well, I know I'll be having you jump all of your seat with that new song. I just cannot stop playing that song. I plead the blood.
The blood. I was wondering, man of God, I've been wondering when you was going to ever play that song. I wanted to request that one day.
Well, look, I got the track. I'm gonna start singing it. That's my next opening song.
Oh, my God!
I can't help but start singing that song.
I've been playing it ever since he first come out with that song with his little girl. Oh, it's so awesome! It's so awesome! And I'm gonna tell you, I'm a Saints fan.
Well, y'all played yesterday. Y'all won yesterday. Y'all won yesterday.
Yes, we did. I moved from the chair. I stood at the TV. I said, come on. Yes, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I'm going to tell you, time of my birthday, whatever, my daughter been taking me to the Saints game, y'all. I love my Saints. Die hard Saints.
Yes. And if my Raiders was right there, I'm a Raider fan. Everybody knows me. I got everything Raiders. But I still love Jesus more.
Yeah, I still love God with everything within me. And I heard you say, I'm going hard for Jesus. And guess what? That's not going to stop me. I am going hard for Jesus. And I'm ready to do what God called for me to do in 2018. Y'all ain't saw
ooh,
nothing
Jesus.
Yet. Y'all ain't saw nothing yet. I am going hard for Jesus in 2018. And I'm ready to do what God called me to do. And I know one thing, oh my God. I want to act like Jesus. I want to live like him. I want to be like him. I want to love like him. And I also want to walk like him. I want to go off into a place and pray by myself. Find me a closet. Not a closet, but the closet in my heart. Hallelujah. Yes, you have preached tonight. You have preached this word tonight, and I thank God for you. And I've been listening. Come, I am going hard for Jesus this year. 2018 is going to be a year for me that I never, ever, never saw before.
New.
And I want, oh, Jesus, I love him. I love him. Yes. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing wrong with looking at a game or going to a game. But you need to always have Jesus first in your life. Always put him first.
Take Jesus to
whatever
the game.
You do, put Jesus
first. Take Jesus to the game.
He's with me in the game. Yes. Oh, Jesus
Amen,
is so
woman
awesome.
God.
He's so good. He's Almighty God, y'all. Thank you, man of God, for that word tonight.
Amen, amen.
Thank
that's that release. That's that release. I told you, there ain't nothing but a push word coming out, and y'all gonna hear a lot of it in this season.
Push.
Y'all keep hanging around me. You will go to another level. You
yes.
will not sit in that same seat. Keep messing with me, y'all. I'm gonna push
yes.
you. You're gonna be like, how did this happen? Because the Holy Ghost says, push.
Push.
To another level.
And when you look at
push.
That, yeah, push. That word, when you look at that word, push, man of God, P-U-S-H, push, push until something happens, till you get
Ooh.
Your breakthrough. This means wall.
You can't have my family.
Hell no, you can't have my increase.
You can't have my increase.
Hell no, and you can't
oh,
have my breakthrough.
You can't have my breakthrough.
Come on.
And then that boy said,
wall.
You can't have, you can't have, you can't have. I plead,
Jesus.
I plead the
blood. Plead the
blood.
Oh, Lord,
oh, we're going to be playing that song throughout the whole season of 2018.
Right.
As, oh, I, as I said, I found that track online. We've already purchased it. We're going to be singing that song at the next event that we are at. Oh, my God.
Yes,
we didn't already
yes,
put a
Lord.
Mix. And a remix to it. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Praise
you, woman
God,
of God. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless
Come
you.
Come on, anybody else? We got a couple more minutes. Want to talk Jesus? Anybody, dial one. If you've never dialed one before, do I feel, am I under the one of them bus moments? No, I'm not in a bus moment. I ain't going to do y'all like that tonight. I really just want to continue to encourage everyone to know that this broadcast is really about talking about Jesus. Apostle Barbara, good evening, woman of God. Let's talk Jesus. Push!
Good evening. Praise God. I hear you giving birth to the ministry. Praise the Lord. I do want to go higher each and every day. Praise God. This is 2018. And God, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to be midwives. And the midwives have to be there so when they push, we can deliver the baby. We can deliver that word and stir up that word and get it going. Amen. We're not doing what we did last year. We're doing greater things and greater works. Amen. So I enjoyed you talking about the strengthening and being partakers and all of that. Everything was good. I really enjoyed it. But if did you say something about the Lakers? Amen.
Yes, I did. I mean,
I recalled it. Yeah, my daughter left me at home babysitting dogs, but while they sitting on the second, third row with the Lakers, right, real close, I'm like, get the ball, y'all right there, and get it, there you go. I mean, it was like you could just sit right there. And so she sent these little short videos. I said, well, praise the Lord. I said, you know, my day coming. But but I'm still thanking God for divine healing. I walk in that healing anointing, and I thank God because I reverence the word. I honor him. You guys are, you know, I just love hearing the word of God. I can never get tired, but I can't always call in and listen. You know, I have to do my thing, and it keeps me busy. And so I try to stay focused and listen. But if I can't do anything, sometimes I get on and then all the noises and I have to just shut it down. But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the courage that I heard through the mouths of each and every one of the partners, your covenant partners, how, you know, the growing, which is necessary in order to make it on a day like today, this time, you know, new season. We got to be ready. We got to be really equipped. And that was one of the things that I think I talked on my show, talking about, you know, being equipped in the word of God and, you know, in success, being successful. Because when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, then all these righteous things shall be added. And so I understand about, you know, pushing into a higher dimension, a higher realm, and you could never finish growing until. So I just love God, and I love what you're saying. I love what you're working with. Keep on doing what you're doing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate you. We look forward to the we look forward to Thursday.
Oh yes, amen. I am so ready.
Don't give it away. So last month you gave it away. Don't give it away this time. Wait until
now. I said, God won't put no more on than you can bear. So, if I can squeeze it in, you know, I'm willing to do whatever I can. So, you know, and that's what you did. You blessed my heart. So, amen. And I'm going to be calling you. Amen. I'm going to be calling
you.
Well,
praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's time for me to come pick up my car.
You finna call me? Yeah, you're going to take me car shopping. I got to go car shopping first. Yeah, you can have that car, man. You sure can.
I love you, woman of God. God bless
you
so much.
It's time for another one. You sure can have it.
See, but, you know, just to be honest, that even though we know that it's not really about the physicality, it's about the willingness to release. And God is about to just shower so many great things on and through you. And I know of your hard labor. I know your story. So just to speak that into your life, I just say that in silliness, because when you release something, God has triple million, trillion, billion fold for you.
Yeah.
And you're receiving. And so that is so dynamic. God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, you're welcome to have that car. You're welcome anytime to come and get it off my hand. And because I am so ready for my new automobile.
Your new one, your new vet. If nobody knows,
I need a new
about Apostle Barbara. She is a veteran. And if you don't know what a vet is, that is a Corvette, a Chevrolet Corvette. And the woman of God, she does car shows. She does a lot of things beneficial for neighborhoods that a lot of car people come out. And they do benefits. This organization does benefits for homeless, for
community,
for better women, for
everything.
You name it. They've done so many outreaches. For different organizations, it's just dynamic. And I just bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for being who you
thank
are.
Thank you, man of God. Yeah.
And knowing that your seed is about to blow up and harvest. Oh, my God. It's funny.
Man, I want to see you during the harvest, though. I would like to see you. Not for a shirt, but I would like to see you, you know, because... I got a call from the NAWCP tonight, and she said, I got to meet with you. We got to go before the veterans and the lawyers, the attorneys, and we got so much we got to do. And I was like, okay, and I need to see some forms and paperwork. And I was like, okay, we're starting a new journey. So I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. I won't give up. I won't stop. I won't throw in the towel, no matter how it looks. no matter how it looks or how I feel or what I can't see, but I told God, I said, Lord, there's a new level of faith getting ready to rare, to rise up. And I'm seeing things I have never seen in the faith walk. I'm talking about going places where no man has ever gone. So y'all
Hallelujah.
Pray for me because we're getting ready to do the Martin Luther King Parade. And we'll have to meet with some officials and different ones, you know, in celebrating that. We can't forget where we come from. And we were asked, and I thank God because he's not just on time, but he's an end time God. And I let them know everywhere I go, I'm serving the master.
Hallelujah.
I'm serving him. I'm a servant for the master. So, but anyway, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to get off.
You know, I want to say this in that, is that that's what's most important, is that we know what's going on in all of our ministries. This is just not to know about the concerts and the events that we're doing here on the West Coast and we're doing in Texas and all across the country that we're doing. This is for each and every one of us to be in covenant. See, covenant really means that I care about what you're doing because you're not doing it for me, you're doing it for God. Covenant means that I will stand in the gap for you because I know it's not about you, it's about God. Covenant means that we trust one another to say, you know what, I don't always have to pray about my stuff. I need to pray about other people's stuff. They pray about my stuff. That means we're praying and God can really move. So that's what this Now Network is all about, is us really being covenant with each and every one of us that we know we're encouraging and supporting each other in everything we're doing. And you're doing great things. Evangelist Virginia is doing great things. Minister Carolyn is doing great things. Minister Terry, all of our covenant partners are doing great things. But if you, what did my mom used to say? A closed mouth don't get fed. Come on, let it out. Let it be known what you're going on so we can really be in agreement with you and support what you have going on. God bless you, woman of God, as always.
God bless you. Thank you.
And Thursday night, y'all listen up. Women Speak Now with Apostle Barbara. That's every second Thursday here on the Now Network. The woman of God releases that word and then also invites everybody to get involved in that. Listen up this Thursday night. Amen. Anybody else? Come on, we got about 2 minutes before I shut this thing down. If you would like to make a comment, you may be that one person out there that doesn't know this Jesus we're talking about. I know we said some good things, and it didn't sound like it was all about being about this or that. What it meant about is about being family, and you cannot be family without Jesus. Dial one. We got a green room. We would love to communicate with you and share you with you personally how to become a servant of Jesus Christ, and he'll do the same thing for you that he does for me and all the rest of us. He is a God of no respect of person. He is a God of chance. He is a God of opportunity. All you have to do is choose him, walk in opportunity, and receive the blessings that he has for you. Family, God bless each and every one. I see that I'm not going to throw any bus. I'm not doing the bus thing tonight. I'm going to let everybody off the hook and just say thank you so much for continually to support this network and every broadcast that we do. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing that I could tell you personally is that you are beautifully made by God. You are his greatest miracle. You were his first. He knew you before the foundation of this world. He called your name. Start acting like it and watch the things of God start to act in your life for you. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.